Hey everybody, welcome back to the Aquila Fitness Podcast. Today we have our special guest, Nick Abbott, and he's a good buddy of mine, and he's going to talk about his fitness journey. Nick, so first question, when did you start getting into fitness? Like, did you start at an early age or recently?
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess I kind of grew up playing sports. That was kind of my main exercise method. And then kind of did sports all the way through high school. And then just after high school, I went to college, but I didn't, like, play any varsity sports or anything. Kind of stopped playing sports at that point. And then now recently I've kind of gotten back into going to the gym, at least just trying to get back in shape. So I've always kind of been into fitness, but more kind of when it involves, like, playing sports.
Did you have a particular sport that you played more so than others, or you kind of just played everything?
Yeah, I played a lot of sports growing up. I kind of played soccer growing up a little bit, and then that turned into lacrosse. And then when I was in high school, I like ran cross country, swam, and then played lacrosse. So
you did everything.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, a little bit of everything.
Which one was your favorite sport?
I definitely like playing lacrosse the best. That was the most fun I had, because that's a team sport. I really like team sports. So that was always the most fun to me. And I just did cross country and swimming just to kind of like stay in shape in the off season. And just cause I never really liked going to the gym, that was at least a way to go, you know, hey, like time to do whatever workout it is that day, whether it's swimming or running. So that kind of kept me in shape. And
after like high school, right? And those team sports were done. You said you didn't really do it. You didn't like kind of like pursue anything outside of high school. So
no. And I think the reason was because I was so used to always having like an organized thing to go to. And like, I wouldn't have to like think about exercising and be like, oh, we're going to go play lacrosse today. Or like, oh, we have swim practice today. It was never like a conscious, like, you know, I have to go on my own to do anything. So I was never really in that habit on my own. Cause like over the summer, I would just go to like do whatever I was doing over the summer. So I didn't really like have time to like play a ton of sports or whatnot. Or like I go to like the summer lacrosse like camp for high school that was like a practice every day basically. But I never really kind of got into a routine of doing anything on my own. So that's kind of just why I think it tailed off.
Going into college, getting through college, like what was fitness like for you? Or did you kind of let go a little bit and you kind of ended up in a rut because you didn't have team sports around anymore? Or what was that like for you?
Yeah, definitely let it go a little bit. Maybe like freshman year, me and my friends would play like, God, I forget what it's not squash, but it's racquetball.
Yeah,
we play a lot of racquetball. And I go to the gym every like couple days because my dorm was like right next to the gym, but it was never like much of a routine. I would just kind of like go like do the elliptical for like 25 minutes and then like maybe like bench or like do some bicep curls and then be like, all right, enough gym for today. But no, I definitely did like let it go a lot. It wasn't really a conscious thought because I was pretty busy as well. And then I guess I never really got into the routine of just going to the
gym. Oh, Nick, I think you cut out again.
Yeah, so then
there we go.
Yeah, definitely let go a little bit. I put a decent amount of weight on just because, you know, I joined a fraternity and then kind of what comes with that is just a lot of, I don't know, I just like stopped like caring about getting exercise. Didn't really like, I had a girlfriend, so I wasn't really motivated to stay in shape for the majority of my like first 2 years of college. So, yeah.
I understand completely with that. Like when I remember my freshman year of college, without the organized sports, I kind of like got into a rut, like Randall said earlier. I didn't like know what to do. I played a little like pickup sports, but nothing like.
Yeah, and I think what kind of you know, doubled down on that was the fact that there was the all-you-can-eat dining hall at Maryland. yeah. So that definitely didn't help when they had the fresh cookies kind of sitting on the door on the way out. So that was definitely not beneficial to, you know, my overall health.
It is hard in college to stay under a certain calorie goal, especially with the dining, like you said, like the buffet style dining.
Yeah, definitely. That definitely takes a lot of self-control. And it's really easy to fall into a rut just because like I don't know. I swam and I ran and I played sports all day. So in high school, I ate whatever the hell I wanted to, however much I wanted to. It didn't matter because I was always burning so many calories to begin with that when, you know, that exercise kind of fell out of my life, the eating habits didn't as well. They stayed the same. So that was one that I, looking back on, I realized that I made a massive mistake, but one that I now realize and can at least, you know, see that in my future life, being like, hey, you know, my exercise is not matching what I'm eating. Like, I gotta eat less or eat like more healthily and, you know, get some more exercise in my life.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very important. A lot of people still, like, some people's metabolisms are just, they can just go on forever. Like, my example is my brother. He eats really badly and he still doesn't gain any weight. And it doesn't make any sense. Like, if I ate the way he did, I'd be like 500 pounds. Like, just, yeah. Everyone's different. And so it's good that you realized it earlier on. Well, a lot of people don't, and they stick with the same eating habits throughout their life and don't really exercise. That's when all, like, you know, diabetes, high blood pressure, and all that stuff comes into play.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's, I think my metabolism was pretty high in high school. I was so active, and then it kind of fell off in school when I wasn't nearly as active. And I guess that's kind of the reason why I started, like, so my, I guess my senior year, that's going into senior year that summer, I made a conscious effort to, like, watch what I was eating and, like, attempt to, like, lose a bunch of weight, which I did. I ended up losing about, like, 50 pounds by just kind of, like, watching what I was eating, mostly because, you know, I was worried about, I was like, hey, like, if I keep these habits up, like, I might have diabetes, I might get it. Like, my family had a history of, like my dad's side has, like, a history of, like, heart disease or something that I was reminded of, and I was like, hey, like, I don't really want to live that kind of life. Like, I really need to change my habits. And I think, I guess part of that was, you know, like, my situation had changed. Like, I was living in the fraternity chapter house. We had a meal plan where we could kind of choose what we ate for lunch every day. So I was always eating either, like, omelets or chicken and broccoli for lunch, like, every single day. And then like one thing at dinner. So it was way easier to manage my, like, diet. And then as long as I kind of cut out snacking, like, I was pretty much didn't have to think about it. Just because I was walking around campus so much, that was kind of my exercise for the day, which is honestly shocking because I was like, dang, if I had realized this a year earlier, I could have lost a lot more weight. But, you know, you live and you learn. So
it's, so for the most part, you didn't really do much differently exercise-wise. It was just the nutrition you doubled down on, and it made all the world of difference.
Right, because I guess I also started going to the gym a little bit that semester as well. I did, like, a yoga class with my friends because that was, like, you know, hey, like, on Mondays and Wednesdays, we have yoga class tonight. That's an exercise that I – an activity that I can look forward to, and that kind of got me back into, like, what I was doing in high school with, like, you know, daily or, like, you know, recurring events that involve exercise but aren't – I don't think of it as, like, hey, like, I'm just going to go on a run. It's – was an activity to me. So that's what I kind of found helpful was, you know, doing activities that weren't, that involved exercise, but I didn't think of it as like, oh, you know, this is what I'm doing today.
See, that's great. You found people to go exercise with. That's what me and Rand always emphasize when people try to start working out. It's hard to go by yourself. Like, a lot of people don't know what to do first, and going with a workout buddy or doing a class is like one of the best ways to get started.
And yeah. Learn. And I mean, I think, also kind of just like having a plan is kind of, so I started going to the gym again. I put on some weight during, I put some of the weight back on during COVID because I guess my weight very fluctuates with what situation I'm in. So COVID, you know, you're sitting in your house all day and not doing anything. I just ended up snacking a lot. And it was really hard to get any like meaningful exercise because I didn't have anywhere to walk to for class. I just, you know, rolled out of bed and had my, turn my laptop on, and that's what it was. So, you know, recently I go to work every day. I'm in person for work, but I just kind of started going to the gym. I was like, you know what? Like, I got to get myself in the gym. I got to start like building some muscle again. If I can't increase my metabolism and, or eat less, then I should at least be burning more calories and, you know, trying to burn more muscle so that in the future, at least then I can make it more of like an automatic process of like, you know, keeping it off and, you know, being in good health. So I started going to the gym, and I think the biggest thing for me was, I told myself before I bought a membership or anything, I kind of made like a weekly plan or a kind of 3-day rotation, which is what I'm doing right now, just of exercises and stuff that I kind of do every single day. So I do like a push pull leg kind of rotation. So that at least for me has made it so, hey, like, I'm going to the gym and I'm doing this. Whereas when I went to the gym in the past, it was always, what am I going to do today? I kind of just did whatever was available, and I never really got like that good of a workout, but I can definitely like feel myself, you know, getting stronger now and like, you know, having like a little more weight on like every couple weeks to whatever I'm doing, which is encouraging because I'm a very like kind of progress driven person. So if I didn't have a friend going with me, at least, you know, I have this plan and I have myself, you know what, like I got to go to the gym and I'm doing this today. At least that's, it's easier to hold myself to instead of I'm just going to go because, you know, I've always found like when I went and I didn't have a plan, I never got a workout.
Yeah. So on that subject that you started going more so lately, even on your own, do you kind of have a favorite kind of set of exercises, whether it's like a particular style of workout or like any exercise in particular? Are there any favorites you have off the top of your head?
I can't really say. I don't know. I don't like, I guess I kind of like it all and don't like it all at the same time. I mean, I'm not like a very big, like, you know, gym rat. Like, I'm not like in it to get like super, super like buff or anything. I'm just trying to like put some muscle on so that, you know, I can keep my kind of weight. I'm more of on an autopilot, just my metabolism will be higher. But no, I don't think I have any like super favorite like exercises. Like I played in a kickball league in Baltimore in the spring, and that was kind of fun because it was like exercise without thinking about it. I think probably I have more fun when I'm like doing an actual activity, as opposed to just going and lifting. So I don't really think I have like a favorite set of exercises, I guess.
But you like the bench press? Matt loves the bench press.
Yeah, I do like benching. It makes me feel really strong.
There we go. There's one.
Yeah, Nick, you're doing great. Your PRs are getting better and better every week, I feel like.
Like, hey, like I got this weight today. Like, look at me. And I joke with Matt that the goal is to get 225 by 15. So.
Okay.
But no, I don't think I'm really like a weight kind of goal driven person. I'm just going. I'm trying to improve, but I'm more concerned about like, you know, lifting healthily with good form and trying to put on muscle without. I don't really have any like goals in mind. I guess to look better. I don't know if that's like shallow or not.
I was gonna ask you that next, if you had like any particular goal, and if that's one you had in mind, then whatever gets you motivated to get in there, you know.
I think I have my goal is more like weight driven than it is you know, like weight. I want to lift X amount of weight. And you know, maybe once I get to that level where I'm back down at a weight where I look good and I feel good. And you know, maybe what keeps me going to the gym is, you know, I want to hit these weights because, you know, maybe in 5-6 months when I'm down there again at that weight level, I'll need other goals because part of what I maybe made me less motivated was once I kind of hit that 50 pounds, it was like the end of the semester. And then I was kind of like, hey, like I lost a lot of weight. Like 50 is a good number. I look good. I feel good. Like that. And I maybe like I lost a little bit of motivation. So I think maybe right now I don't have like number goals because I'm trying to lose weight. And I know that it's like a little bit harder to put on muscle mass when you're trying to also like lose weight because I'm eating at a calorie deficit. I'm not like flooding my body with like a ton of protein, a ton of calories and whatnot. So.
Oh, look at you. It sounds like you really took the time to like learn all about this because like you're using the terms like a caloric deficit and you kind of have a good idea of how it all works. Obviously you do. You lost 50 pounds. So
I think part of that comes from the fact that I studied engineering in school and you know the only really way like I could really equate like you know weight loss is to me it's like you know I ate food and I got fat because I didn't work out. I didn't burn as many calories as I was putting in my body, right? So that's the only way I can really understood like, hey, like the only way I can lose weight is by burning more calories a day than I'm eating. And then that's kind of when I clicked and I was like, oh, this makes a ton of sense. I can't just eat a billion chocolates a day.
Yeah. So for someone who wasn't like particularly in the field that me and Matt were, like we kind of learned this in school to do for a living, but like, so did you kind of just Google stuff, asked around, like how did you kind of get to where you are knowledge bit wise?
So I actually did Noom. That was a program that I did. Now I don't like, I learned a lot of this like stuff from like doing Noom or whatnot, but I don't think I fully embraced like, again, I was pretty like results driven. So I didn't, I don't think I took the healthiest approach to like losing the weight. I definitely learned a lot through that program. It taught me a lot about, you know, like lifestyle choices and, you know, like, hey, like you should eat grapes over raisins because grapes have a lot of water in them and raisins don't. And you feel full based on how much, like how heavy your stomach is, not based on like how many calories you're eating. So if you eat more calories that are, or eat, if you eat more weight.
Now we lost you for a sec.
Yeah, I learned a lot of stuff through Noom.
What's it called, Noom?
Yeah, it's Noom. It's like one of the weight loss kind of programs. It focuses more on like teaching you, you know, hey, like about caloric deficit, you know, what kind of foods you want to be eating when you're snacking on. And, you know, obviously, like, you know, you should be eating like fruits and vegetables, but explain why. It's like, and that kind of resonated with me as well. It's like, you know, you feel full based on how much like weight of food is in your stomach. But if you can eat foods that have a lot of water in them, then you're not really eating a ton of calories, but you're going to feel full. So that definitely resonated with me as well.
Vail, do you know about that program? I never heard of it.
I've never heard of this. So if for any listeners who want to look into a program, there's one for you. And then we got proof that it works. So go check it out.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of, like, coupon codes, too, on whatever, like, podcasts or, you know, I'm sure you can find a coupon for something for Noom, specifically. I know they advertise a lot on the internet, so. But yeah, no, it definitely worked. I think part of the reason that I put on weight again during COVID was because I was living at home, and I never went grocery shopping because my parents and sisters always would, so I would just eat whatever's in the fridge. I never really, like, chose what I was eating every day. Whereas now that I'm living on my own, I can really like manage my diet, which I think is really important.
Yeah, absolutely. Living with your parents or with your family, like you can go grocery shopping, but you want to save money, obviously. So like,
well, right. And during COVID was tough too, because especially at the beginning, like no one really knew what was going on. So we did a lot of like those like HelloFresh kits. So even then it was, you know, even if I wanted to eat like chicken and broccoli for dinner, like, and my family's pretty big on eating like dinner as a family every single night, just cause like, I don't know, that was like not time that we thought we'd have to spend together, but we had to spend time together. So it wasn't like I could just go off, you know, whatever I wanted to eat dinner and just make whatever I wanted. So it was very situational as well.
You have any other questions that you wanted to ask Nick, Matt, that you had there?
Yeah. So besides exercising and you're doing your diet and you're killing it, what other hobbies or interests do you have? It could be anything. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know like if I have a ton of hobbies like right now, but it's because for work I have to drive a lot every single day. So I don't have a ton of time when I get home to do much, but I'm literally like really into sports. Obviously I kind of probably shown through at some of my answers earlier. I'm not really up to much right now. I like working on some like kind of like small like engineering projects just to, you know, keep my skills up or whatnot. But yeah, I mean, I like playing in those kind of like intramural like rec leagues in Baltimore. Those are always fun.
That's pretty cool. Do you play at that field by, I think it's like by the river or something. I don't know, but I saw a couple baseball fields there.
Yeah, there's a couple parks in the area that kind of rotates between them just based on availability. So
yeah, that's pretty
cool. Yeah, and I was considering getting a golf set in the spring. I'm still probably going to get one eventually. I just like haven't planned out like enough, you know, golf trips to in advance to like make it like, you know, hey, like I'm actually going to use the golf set. And then in the winter, I like snowboarding and whatnot, too. So, pretty active. Yeah,
snowboarding's awesome. Burns so many calories. You go all day. I've been recently trying to get into golf, too. And it's tough, for sure. But you need to carve out, you know, like 3 to 4 hours, maybe more during the day. Because it just takes
so long. Yeah, I mean probably 5 because I'll shank a tee shot every single time.
So. I know. I'm learning as well. I'm not very good, but it's really fun. Really fun to play.
Yeah. So
Nick, to wrap it up, just to kind of give it all, put it all in a nutshell, could you kind of use what you kind of learned to give a quick 30-second to a minute advice for anyone else trying to kind of follow in your footsteps?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I think diet really kind of comes first and foremost, because, like, you know, they say, like, you are what you eat. So anything, like, anything you put in your body is what your body's gonna be made of. So that's kind of the most important part. Like, I lost a lot of weight by not really exercising a ton, just by dieting hard. And I found a diet that worked for me. And I, not to say some diets work for people, some don't. I don't know. I found the one that worked for me, so that's when I stuck with. But then exercise, yeah. I mean, I think I benefited from, you know, unconscious exercise, like things that I was doing throughout my day that weren't, I wasn't like really like, oh, like I'm doing this, so that counts as like my gym time for today or whatnot. It was just kind of stuff that I was, my lifestyle was very active when I lost a lot of weight. So it was, it became easier. But yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it just comes from like knowing, like researching information and, you know, talking to people who know what they're talking about as well. So I definitely learned a lot of stuff from Matt as well that I wouldn't have known without talking to him. So
actually I did have one last quick question. Were you ever in a point where like, you know how people like want to get started, but they don't actually follow through? Were you ever in that place where you like, I want to start, but then you ended up not starting, and then eventually you did, but there were like back and forths up to that point?
Yes, I will say, yeah, I mean, I think probably this whole, maybe the whole past about a year, I've been trying to get myself to lose the weight that I gained during COVID plus some more. And I kind of like stuck back to the, just the dieting, and that hadn't really been working because I wasn't getting as much like passive exercise as I was when I lost a bunch of weight. And I think, yeah, it's tough. I mean, I think my advice is like, you know, results, you may not, I didn't see results for about 2 months after I started trying to lose weight.
Oh, wow.
Maybe a month and a half. And I started working out maybe, you know, 6-7 weeks ago, maybe the end of May. And I'm seeing like small results now just because I cleaned up it takes a little bit to clean up your diet because I don't know, like my lifestyle's weird. Like I'm pretty good on the weekdays, but then the weekends kind of kill me because I don't like meal prep for the weekends. Like I bring my lunch to work every day, but you know, starting out is really tough. It takes a lot of like mental motivation and it takes a little bit to get into as well. You can't just like cold start into like a tough diet and, you know, a workout plan. It doesn't really work like that. You have to make it part of my routine. So like part of the reason I got the gym membership was because I drive so far for work every day that, and the way home, there's a lot of traffic. So I can minimize the traffic time by, you know, going to the gym near my work and then waiting for traffic to kind of clear up a little bit and then drive home instead. So
I like that.
I kind of gained half an hour of my day by not being in my car and I'm spending it at the gym, but I really only spent like an hour of my day that like I had originally planned just because I saved a little bit of time and spent a little bit more at the gym. So I was able to kind of make that work. So
that's awesome. You finally found your routine. You got into the groove.
Right. And I think that's the biggest thing is like, it's like routine, routine, routine. It's, you know, and kind of like thinking about the bigger picture, right? Like, hey, like I really want this chocolate bar now, but you know, it might kill my gains for tomorrow. You know, it's, and once you kind of get into it, it becomes pretty, not easy. It's definitely tough, but it becomes,
it's a habit. It's bearable.
Yeah. It becomes a habit. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's all the questions I had for him today, Matt. Did you want to add anything or ask him anything else?
No, I think we covered everything. I was just going to say that as I always get those sweet tooth cravings too, like just at random times. And you're like, man, I want something really sugary right now. But like those, have you guys ever seen those protein cookies? Those are like really good. And they're really healthy for you. Or not really healthy, but they're a way healthier option. So that's a great way.
And I mean, I think the biggest thing is also understanding like, yeah, like if you want something, like you can have it. It's not like, it's not going to kill you at all. It's because the more you tell yourself you can't have it, the more you're going to want it. And then you're going to, and then when you do have it, you're going to have like a ton of it. Well, instead of having a piece of chocolate, you're going to have like a ton of it. Whereas if you just have a piece, whenever you have a little bit of a craving, you can kind of manage it that way as well.
Yeah, exactly. There's a little bit here and there. That's totally fine. But like you said, it's easy to go overboard sometimes, especially on the weekends. I have the same issue. So. Yeah, it's hard for everybody.
All right, cool. Nick, did you want to add anything else before we ended today?
No, I think that's all I had.
All right. Well, we thank you for coming. And if you ever want to talk about anything or you're bored and just want to talk to us again, just let Matt know. We can set this back up and talk about something else if you want.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for coming, Nick. That was fun.
Sounds good, man. Thank you for having me on.
All right. We'll see everyone next week. And I guess we'll be interviewing me since we covered Matt. Now we covered Nick. So I guess it's my turn next week.
Yep.
We'll see everyone next week.
Sounds good. Stay safe, everybody.